This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Roughly 500,000 Coloradans will see food stamp benefits shrink this month. The federal government is ending a pandemic expansion of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Ashley Wieland is with Hunger Free Colorado. She says many households have already seen their March check cut in half.
There's going to be a lot of stress and food insecurity is going to rise. You know, we're calling it a hunger cliff because we're pretty worried about what this impact is going to be coming so quickly.
Today, Governor Polis signed a $14 million bill to help food pantries with increased demand. March kicks off Disability Rights Month. CPR's Benta Berkland says state lawmakers will be considering a number of measures this session aimed at increasing accessibility.
One proposal would require 15% of some new housing construction to be accessible. Another measure would require video conferencing for court proceedings and remote access for all public hearings. Another idea would aim to make most city, state, and local government buildings fully accessible to someone using a wheelchair. Some lawmakers also want to study how to make recreational areas more accessible, from trailheads and parking to campsites and ski lifts. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's gaming division will give more than $1 million to address gambling addiction. The grants are the first since Governor Polis signed the Responsible Gaming Grant Program into law last year. You're listening to CPR News.